We've appeared before the court and the judges have considered and admitted our submissions. So 21st October is the D-Day. So we'll be appearing before the court on 21st October to know the fate of my clients. But I must say that I'm extremely happy that at long last, this matter started 2009. Single-handedly, I fought this matter from Tamale to Bolga to Tamale to Accra to Kumasi. So, well, I think that even though the judgment has not been delivered, in all sincerity, I think that I must thank my stars for having fought such a good battle, having run such a good race. Eventually, we are praying to God on the 21st October 2015 to know the outcome.
You've been following this case for a while now. What are your chances?
Well, as a lawyer, I just don't want to move out of the ethics of my profession. A lawyer, I've appeared before court. I've filed my written submission. The state has responded. I don't want to play to the gallery. God takes care of the next line of action. That is all. I don't want to be seen boosting and beating my chest out. No. I'm playing to the gallery. No. It's Gundana who came to court because the others are at anchor for. And their presence in court meant that just after the close of session, they had to be sent back to anchor for. So it was a reasonable step that they were not brought. After all, they were not going to talk. The lawyer was going to inform the court of the events and proceedings. Hopefully, on the 21st October, from next week, I'll write to the registrar to inform the prison authorities so that 21st October, all of them will be.